What's all the PMS with Coach G? It's positively motivating sisters with purpose, meaning, style. Are you ready for positive conversations inspiring you to your next level? Do you need motivation to get you growing? Are you a sister, woman, leader, boss, mom, wife, female, her, she? I think you know what I mean. Are you seeking purpose in your life? Do you know the meaning for which you stand? Do you know your style is your unique authenticator? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, this podcast is designed with you in mind, which embodies the whole you, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. Sisters, we are on a journey in connecting you from where you are to your what's next with purpose, meaning, style, and it all starts with you.
Hi, this is Coach G, your Chief PMS Cheerleader, motivating and empowering you to win in your personal and professional life, your connector, guiding you and bridging the gap from where you are to your what's next. I am your Leadership and Growth Coach Strategist, Empowerment Speaker, best-selling author, mom, wife, Christian, and I get to serve you in doing what I am passionate about, you. Sisters, we are on a journey for you living your life on purpose, for purpose, with purpose, meaning, style. Thank you as you continue to listen. If it's your first time, if you've been with me since we started this rodeo, or if it's your fifth time, whatever number it is, I thank you as you consistently show up, listening, sharing, following, commenting, and liking this podcast. Yes, it carries weight. And let me remind you, there's also another way you can support this show with a monetary contribution as we continue to consistently show up, empowering you and other women on your personal and professional growth journey through education, inspiration, and elevation. Go to the show description, touch the link, support the show, give your monetary contribution, and that speaks volumes. And you supporting and blessing this podcast so we can keep growing through the conversations we have here in this space. We are in episode 105, Inspiring Inclusion. Now, we hear the word inclusion. We hear that diversity, equity, inclusion. And you know what? We're in Women's History Month. Not that it just, you know, oh, because of that, that's what, oh, we talk about inclusion. But I just think it's a great topic as we talk about inspiring inclusion, no matter what platform you're on, no matter what community you serve, whether it's on a team, your peers, in your community, in your home. Because you know what? There is a statement in a word that talks about Ecclesiastes said two is better than one, because if one falls, the other can lift you up. Now, that's not the exact verbiage, but in saying that, the part of inclusion, we can help one another. We can grow with one another, because inclusion is a key to growth. You know, who doesn't like to feel included? I think we all like to feel included in some form or fashion, whether it's in making decisions, having fun, being a part of something meaningful, being on a team, sharing ideas. It is the things and what we do and say that can make us feel included. I don't know. Do you agree with that? Well, according to Harvard Business Review, what leaders say and do makes up to 70% difference as to whether an individual reports feeling included. So did you hear that? That's a high number, right? But think about this. I want to put you in a scenario, or maybe you've been in that situation before or you've seen it, where you see this child. You know, it may even be an adult, and you see a group of people, a group of kids, they're all together, they're all having fun, they're talking, they're sharing, they're laughing, but there's that one that's sitting over by themselves because they don't feel included, because no one has reached out to just say, hey, come over and join us. So that part of inclusion is saying, hey, come over and join us. Be a part of this team. Be a part of what we do. Be a part of this cause. Be a part of this community. And today we're going to talk about three growth tips to inspire inclusion as a leader. And as again, as I said, whether that's inspiring that inclusion on a team, in your family, in your community with other peers. But one of the first things is just create a safe space. You know, there are benefits in that. When we do that, what does that mean? Having open communication where we are communicating authentically and modest, able to admit mistakes in our conversations as we're talking, as we're communicating and carrying that di dialogue, and then actively listening and being empathetic. When you're creating that safe space, you're saying, here I am, I'm listening, I'm actively listening, I'm hearing other ideas, and I'm being open to what changes may need to happen in that part of us coming together in that inclusion. And showing interest, being fully attentive, asking questions, eye contact, body postures. A lot of that creates a safe space when we want to inspire that inclusion. And then another part of that growth tip to inspire inclusion is engage in inclusive practices. Okay, that means for you individually, you know, we talk about growth to action, you know, tips or that growth to action. I would say that make a growth to action that you will actually commit to making inclusion a personal priority. So when you're in circumstances or situations or environments, you will, these are the things that you would do. You would promote that collaboration. Because that collaboration actually drives innovation and it actually improves your organization success. Or again, if you go personal, you when you collaborate in your home, that can create success in your home. So when we talk about these tips, yes, it applies to in professional settings just as well as personal. But the common goal here is that you are coming together for a common purpose and a valuable effort. You're whether that means spearheading a project together, maybe that's planning a family vacation together, but you engage in those inclusive practices. And so another benefit of doing that is that it fosters connection. It is that part of connecting for a meaningful purpose. Maybe that means, you know, you're on a part of a board or organization that promotes literacy and education. So you have different views and different cultures and different races, but you foster that connection because you're standing on a common ground for a meaningful purpose. And then another benefit of that engaged and inclusive practices is seek feedback. That benefit is that it provides you that opportunity of seeking that feedback. You know, what can I improve on? Is what I'm doing, is it working? Or what are we doing? What we're doing? How is it working? How is it improving? What are areas that we can work on? What are areas that we celebrate? But you're out allowing yourself and allowing each other that the area of seeing and viewing other perspectives, hearing other experiences. And then that last one of a growth tip to inspire inclusion is value diversity. You know, the entrepreneur and founder of Forbes magazine, actually Malcolm Forbes, described diversity as the art of thinking independently together. Wow. See, that part of diversity is inclusion. And but it does not take away a sense of our own independent thoughts because now we're bringing our thoughts together. And so what comes from that? What are those benefits in that? Man, you get to recognize and celebrate cultural holidays and months. You know, just like in this month, we have Women's History Month. Now, if you're listening, you're not a woman, okay, for you, that may not be important. Let's say that. But in the part of valuing that diversity, you say, you know what? How can I help recognize and celebrate women in this month? And that's just an example. But having the cultural intelligence, you know, we often hear emotional intelligence, right? Positive intelligence. But having that or really honing into cultural intelligence, which means being attentive and adaptable to other cultures and customs. You know, of course, you may go to a different country and they have different cultures or different customs of what maybe you're not used to, but put it here, put it in where you are, you're on a team, you have different cultures or different ideas about things, but this allows us, that part of that cultural intelligence allows you to appreciate the unique backgrounds together. We begin to be curious and interested about others, which requires an open mindset. And then another one of those benefits of that value diversity is focus on cohesiveness, which means let's be clear on our goals. Let's come together. How do we come together? Well, first of all, let's know what the goal is. What's the goal here? Let's get clear on the goals and the action steps and the growth to action steps that we'll take. What are the values in this? And then foster that engagement with the ideas, with, you know, the focus. You know, just like when you have focus groups, you have focus groups from sometimes different ages, you know, different backgrounds, but you have a common goal. And then that part of benefits of value diversity is seeing diversity as an opportunity to create a beautiful masterpiece. Bringing together diverse skills, knowledge, and experiences helps us develop effective solutions to challenges we may face. Because again, that diversity, that art of us thinking independently together, now allows us to, man, be more innovative in our approach of how we approach this project or how do we approach in planning our next fundraiser. You know, I'm just giving examples, but if you think about that puzzle, and often I give that analogy of the puzzle or of a puzzle, when you see that puzzle, you see what it's supposed to look like. All the pieces are in the box, right? But those pieces in the box are different shapes, different sizes, the forms are different, the colors on it may be different because depending on where it goes on that puzzle. But the bottom line and the main goal, to be clear on that common purpose, is that is one big masterpiece. Maybe that's of an island, and now that you've put it all together, or maybe it's a forest, and now that you've put all those pieces together, you see the different trees and the colors and the flowers and the garden. But it creates that beautiful masterpiece because now that's the differences that we bring, that's the diversity that we bring. But in that part of looking at that puzzle, it all took for each piece to be included in order to see that beautiful masterpiece. So I thank you as you listen again, as I say it every week, as you're listening. And if you're not listening every week, I encourage you to subscribe, you know, so then you get that alert that it's on your, you know, your platform that you listen from, but you are included. And so I'd like to take this time to also offer and invite you to be a part of Queens Court Society School of Growth membership because there you are included, where you can, you know, focus on ways of you growing in your personal development, you know, and being able to help others along the way, hearing other ideas when we come together in our quarterly sessions, embracing something new, all of that in the part of owning your brilliance, braveness, and branding to new levels. This program is specifically with the goal that you are intentional about your growth. So we are intentional about the content. We're intentional about the conversations and how we connect and where we're going, where, what improvements we want to make, what is the purpose in what I'm doing, how you're being intentional in what you do and how you do it, developing those strategies for your personal improvement, and then reaching those levels of success that you define in your life and business. What do? Go to the show description, touch the link, Queen's Course Society School of Growth membership, and be a part of this growing community where we are supporting one another, where we offer accountability and encourage and empower you on your journey as you create that meaningful change in the world. And so I want to thank you again as you continue to listen to this podcast. Share the love with others. Share the love with other sisters. Share it with a group. And you know what? Let's continue to show up. Let's continue to have a voice. That's you sharing your comments, because remember, your voice matters. So I invite you to share your comments, subscribe and follow so you can stay connected to episodes and more. And rate this podcast because it increases our visibility and reach. And I want to thank you again and again and again and always in advance of continuing to support this show. And in saying all of this, until next time, sisters, let's keep growing because it all starts with you.